When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
From Arizona came to us because they listened to our radio program there every single day in Phoenix, the Officer Jack McLamb program, and on Republic Broadcasting Network here. So isn't that wonderful, folks? We're meeting more Christians, and more Christians are awakening to stand up and want to be part of a community like ours that are activists and actually trying to throw off the enemies of God, actively working to throw off the enemies of God and to stop their takeover of our county here. And so that was really wonderful. So I thank the Lord and thank those families for coming up. Now, we want to open the phone lines up, folks. If you'd like to call in today, start now. That's fine. We're going to have open phones today. I've got some things I want to talk to you about, but love to have you call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. And we had a young lady, Rita, I think, in Texas last night. We didn't get to. So I hope Rita's listening, and she'll call back and talk about what she was going to talk about last night. Well, I'll tell you, as you read the foreign press, you can't help but be impressed. You really can't. If you read the foreign press, you're going to be impressed at times. here's one that I've got to share with you. There is a member of parliament in the UK, the United Kingdom, from Bethnal Green. This is a part of the United Kingdom, and he is the Member of Parliament. It's like our congressman here, or senator. And his name's Mr. Galloway, all right? And here's what he had to say. I wish we had people like this in our Congress here in America that were as honest and straightforward as this Mr. Galloway. Don't know where he came from, but here. Here's what he says. Galloway says Blair and Bush have blood on their hands. This came out in the Guardian newspaper in the United Kingdom today, matter of fact, on Friday the 5th. It says here, Tony Blair and George Bush have far more blood on their hands than the terrorists who carried out the bombing in London with the two bombs, George Galloway said today, Member of Parliament. Remember that, folks. Mr. Galloway, respected MP from Bethnal Green in the UK, said that the attacks on the Capitol by Islamic extremists could not be separated from the invasion of Iraq and Britain's treatment of the Muslim world. He said that the Al-Qaeda phenomenon had arisen directly as a result of the Western policies in the Middle East. And folks, he may not know that Al-Qaeda may very well be a CIA operation, but we know what he means. He means that if Islamic people are coming over and attacking America and coming over and attacking Britain, which we don't know that they are, because it could be their own government making it look like it is Islamic extremists. But anyway, listen to what the man says. He says it's a direct result, this phenomenon of us being bombed by Muslims in the world, Islamic extremists, if this is actually going on, has arisen directly from a result of our Western policies in the Middle East. Mr. Galloway had already attracted criticism for remarks made to Syrian television, attacking Arab governments which collaborated with foreigners like America and Britain in the rape of their beautiful daughters of Jerusalem and Baghdad. My goodness gracious. In an interview with the BBC Radio 4 today, this morning, in the wake of the latest Al-Qaeda video blaming Mr. Blair for the destruction of London and warning of more attacks, Member of Parliament Mr. Galloway insisted that he too condemned the bombings. And here's his quote. He says, "The people who brought destruction to London were primarily the people who committed the acts of mass murder," he said. Guess who he's talking about? What we say, and this is a further quote, is what we say is we refuse to be part of a conspiracy to deny that it has anything to do with the fact that our country is going around the world setting fires to other people's countries and killing them. He continues and says, "I think there is hardly a sentiment being in the land left who doesn't believe these things are connected. I am utterly against the punishment of innocent people for crimes of the guilty, whether it is done on the underground in London or the streets of Fallujah by George Bush's Air Force." He repeated his views that it was George Bush who was the biggest terrorist in the world and said that the U.S. President and Mr. Blair had shed more blood than the bombers. "If it's a question of quantum," he said, "there is far more blood on the hands of George Bush and Tony Blair than there are on the hands of the murderers who killed these people in London," he said. He denied that he was seeking a justification for terrorist attacks. He says, "If I say a car has four wheels, and the Ford Motor Company says a car has four wheels, that doesn't make me a part of Ford Motor Company," he said. Very good. However, he said that the rise of Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda was a direct result of our Western policies. This man is brilliant, is he not, folks? He's right on target. He's right on target. Now, like I say, Osama bin Laden is a personal family friend of the Bushes, so that's a con. And we believe here at our two police and military associations that Al-Qaeda is a con job, and actually a CIA operation. But He says, however, he said that the rise of terrorism from people of those nations is a direct result of our Western policy in their nation. So the man is truly understanding the truth in many ways, even though he believes Osama bin Laden is a mad bomber hiding back in the mountains of Afghanistan, and he probably believes Al-Qaeda is a bunch of crazy Arabs out there that have a death wish and wanting to kill us because of all we have, as Bush says, because they hate our freedom. It seems like he knows a lot more, doesn't he, folks? He knows that the reason the Arabs are mad at us and the reason the Arabs may very well come over here and bomb us and blow us up is because we are blowing them up and have been for years and killing their people. He goes on to say the Al-Qaeda phenomenon arose out of the first war in Iraq. It arose out of the occupation of Jerusalem and the killing of Palestinians and the dispersal of the refugees around the world. It arose out of our support for the puppet presidents and corrupt kings of the Muslim world. He said Mr. Galloway's comment, this is what he said. Let me end there. That's the words he said. Now, this is another comment. Mr. Galloway's comments were condemned as twisted and absurd by the shadow Foreign Secretary Liam Fox in the UK. He says, I think George Galloway is a sad and twisted person, but ultimately irrelevant politician, Mr. Fox told the Today program. I think that his self-righteousness is matched only by his stupidity. I think his views are quite ridiculous. He said that it was deeply offensive to describe the insurgents and terrorists as martyrs. He talked about them as martyrs, which I think is language extraordinarily sympathetic to people who kill the innocent. It is the sort of language used by university debaters, not serious politicians, said this shadow foreign secretary, they call it in this article, Liam Fox. Well, I think the man has a lot of understanding, folks. He has a lot of understanding. He knows, and it is absolutely true, if we ever have had Islamic terrorists in our country here, and if we do have Islamic terrorists in our country right now, folks, both in the UK and here, he is right. It's because of our foreign policy. We've been over meddling in the business of the Middle East for generation after generation, and we're getting more involved in their countries, destroying their countries now, blowing up their countries, killing their people, and putting in puppet governments over there in the Middle East right now as we speak. So is Mr. Galloway crazy? Is he wrong? Is he twisted? Or is he closer to the truth than any politician I've heard in a number of years? Okay, is Arthur on the line? Oh, very good, very good. Arthur, are you there?
I'm here, and I've been here since 7 o'clock waiting for your call.
Oh, my goodness gracious, tonight was the night?
Tonight was the night, Friday night.
Oh, my goodness gracious, I thought it was the other night. I thought it was Wednesday night.
No, we had Monday day program on another network, and tonight was supposed to be Republic.
Well, my goodness, brother, I've messed up. I'm so sorry.
Okay, we all mess up here and there.
Okay, well, listen, do you want to take off and do it tonight, or you want to wait till say Monday night and have the whole hour?
I got something else on Monday night.
Okay, or Tuesday, or any night you say, but we can do it tonight. It's just we're about 15 minutes or 20 minutes into the program.
Let's do it since I'm here.
Okay, very good. Stay tuned there, folks.
All right.
Arthur Burnclough's on, and we're going to be talking about the horrible, horrible abuse of our veterans out there. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Unfortunately, I've got at least one and most days two programs.
All right.
But well, I try to get two programs every day if I can.
Well, I like that, brother. I appreciate all that you're doing for all the veterans out there.
And we appreciate you, Jack, and we appreciate the people who are cooperating with us, and they know the word, they know what's going on, and we're trying to bring the word to the American public, and that's where it's all at. If we can bring the word to the American public, Jack, and we can get people angry enough, maybe they'll start doing something about it, and I'm rooting for them to institute this draft so the mothers and fathers of this country will start rioting and say, not my kids.
Well,
I'm rooting for that to happen.
Yeah, well, that may very well shake them out of their complacency for sure if they try to snatch their daughters and sons up in this upcoming draft.
Well, that's the plan.
Yeah, that's
the plan. You know,
Mr.
Bush says no child left behind.
That's right. He's going to put them all in his wars for oil over there.
Actually, his what he should say is no billionaire left behind. That would be Bush.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no child left behind except the billionaires' children.
That's about it.
Yeah, they're not going to go fight in the war.
I'll tell you what I'm going to talk about here tonight. If there's no objection, I'm going to talk about something called the Iron Triangle and how our constitutional and civil rights have been undermined by the VA and their cohorts at the National Veterans Service Organizations and Congress, specifically the House Veterans Affairs Committee.
Okay, please go right ahead. You have the floor, Arthur.
Okay, now, Jack, in order to explain to you exactly what the Iron Triangle is, and it's probably something new that you haven't heard before, am I correct?
I have not, that's right.
Okay. In order to explain exactly what it is, we have to refer back to the aberrations of the law passed by Congress under United States Code Title 38, outrageously called the Veterans Benefits Improvement Act of 1940, and that was based upon the reiteration of the dictatorial principles of the highly unconstitutional Economic Emergency Act of 1933, which was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Now, the difference is that the 1941, the Veterans Benefits Improvement Act, applies to America's veterans only, but in essence, it's the same thing as the Economic Emergency Act of 1933, but they've zeroed in on America's veterans because they couldn't get away with it with the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Now, we're already familiar with the United States Code Title 38, Section 511A. That's formerly known as 211A, which for longer than seven decades have prevented veterans from seeking relief from the VA's criminal predatory claims procedures in a real court of law, and binding a veteran very, very often for life to the VA's kangaroo court system, to include the very warped United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. It's called CAVC. Now, very often a veteran, after serving years for his country in the military, has to walk the corridors of time for 30, 40, 50, and even 60 years, really not knowing why he's been abandoned by his government and why his perfectly meritorious claim has been denied. Now, back in November of 1988, the Veterans Administration and their service organization cohorts and the House Veterans Affairs Committee cohorts, fearing judicial review of VA claims decisions, gave us an Article I administrative court, which is nothing more than a farce, of a quasi-court with quasi-judges. And since that time, out of over 18,000 veteran applicants to this court, we have had only 169 clear-cut veteran wins out of 18,000, 169. Now, that's less than 1%.
Certainly is, yeah.
Now, most of them, due to the connivance of the VA and their cardboard court, most of these cases remain unpublished so as to make it almost impossible for veterans to use the case decisions to help their own benefit claims.
Yeah. Okay, hold that, Officer, right there. Hold your thought. We'll be right back, folks. We're listening to the Officer Jack McClam program on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we have one of our police and military heroes on with us now, tonight, Arthur Burnclow. And it's going to get real interesting. Get your pencils and papers.
And that's good.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Okay, folks, we're back now with our dear brother, Arthur Burnclough, and he is our number one champion in this nation to stand up for veterans and their benefits, especially those that are injured. And my goodness gracious, folks, he has some stories to tell you about men he's worked with that have been injured way back in the Second World War and Korean War.
It's incredible.
And have never, I mean, seriously disabled folks and haven't been able to get their benefits for 60-some years.
That's right.
Arthur, go ahead.
Okay, well, we were saying before, on the 169 people who won out of 18,000 cases before this veterans court, the 169 who won,
now,
most of them...
a kangaroo court, right?
Exactly. It is a kangaroo court.
It's a fraud.
Of course.
Yes.
Now, most of them, due to the connivance of the VA and their cardboard court, remain unpublished so as to make it almost impossible for veterans to use the case decisions to help their own benefits claim. Now, of note, as small as the amount of veterans who have won, what is even more outrageous is the infinitesimal number of those people who have collected the back money owed to them by the VA. And please also note that no interest is ever paid on a United States Code Title 38 retroactive claim, a situation very much overdue for a change in the law, and Congress won't change it. This change would be a remedy, and it would put an end to most of the VA's transgressions in the way they criminally adjudicate benefits claims. And the only solution is, when the VA denies a claim initially, Within 90 days, the veteran must be allowed to take his claim into an Article III federal court. That's federal district court nearest his home.
Yeah.
Specifically federal district court. In front of a real judge, or better yet, a jury. Just like all other Americans do. Not the fraud of a kangaroo court system that's currently in use.
Yeah.
And part of the conspiracy against our nation's veterans include United States Code Title 38, Section 5904, which prohibits a veteran from retaining his or her own attorney to represent them in their benefits claim with the VA until the veteran has received a final decision from the VA's infamous Board of Veterans' Appeals. Now, this process rarely takes less than 7 years and could conceivably take over 30 years.
My goodness, great.
Now, in consideration of VA delays, remands, purging, and destruction of records, and a multitude of bureaucratic twaddle to include misrepresentation of National Veteran Service Organization reps who are VA and not veteran-friendly.
Hey, brother, before you go on, tell us again who these organizations are. The people will be shocked to hear the names of some of these organizations, and I'm members of.
It'll be my pleasure.
Yeah.
The American Legion, the Disabled American Veterans, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, AMVETS, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, the Marine Corps League. I can go on and on. There's 46 of them getting freebies from the VA to double-cross their veterans members and give them what we call half-assed representation.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And for people who think...
I'm a member of two of those organizations.
So am I.
I didn't know they were selling us out at the top.
Well, I'm still a member of two of them, and I've stayed in there for one reason, to fight them from within.
To create, some kind of agitation to try to get them to change. Huh?
But when we get up to statewide or get up to the Capitol, forget it, because these guys all got their hands in the pocket of the VA.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way it works.
They're making some of their bread that way.
Oh, are they making their bread that way?
Yep.
Now, as I said before, these organizations, they are not veteran-friendly, they are VA-friendly. And they've been forced upon the veteran by the VA, not allowing veterans to have their own attorneys. The reasoning for this unconstitutional statute, the VA does not want an attorney to represent the veteran and make the VA follow the letter of the law. They'd rather have a VA-friendly service organization opposing them. And this is one way that the Iron Triangle stacks the deck, and Congress specifically, the House Veterans Affairs Committee. They go out of their way to protect the VAs and the service organizations' vested private interests and hidden legal turf. Now, point of interest, the VA has over 1,200 of their own attorneys using every devious method possible to circumvent the law and deny claims. This devastation caused in the lives of veterans and their families by the VA's use of United States Code Title 38, Section 5904 is irreparable. During these three oversight hearings scheduled by the House Veterans Affairs Committee to debate real legal representation for veterans, no veteran was really invited to testify, only the service organizations. And their testimony, as usual, was totally reprehensible, vehemently stating that veterans don't need lawyers when they have the protection of the service organizations. And when Vietnam Veterans of America got up to speak, they testified honestly in this case. But this was a few years ago. They've already gotten to them, too, now. They stated our constitutional rights were being ignored by the VA. The committee chairman immediately closed down the hearing to protect their friends, the service organizations, and their hidden legal turf. And that's what they did there, Jack. They closed the meeting down, that first meeting.
Because the Veterans of Foreign Wars got up and told the truth. Huh?
No, it was the Vietnam Veterans of America got up and told the truth.
Vietnam Veterans of America, okay.
And they learned. They've never told the truth since. They have never told the truth since.
They were
since.
Taken over from within, right?
They joined the gang.
Yeah,
now, they had a second hearing, and the second hearing got blown out by a snowstorm. At the third and final hearing, The House Veterans Affairs Committee did not even address the issue, although it was scheduled, because they had no intention of doing so and usurping the power of their cohorts, the service organizations. This brings us to another archaic statute that fuels the unbridled power of the Iron Triangle. It's called United States Code Title 38, Section 5902. Now, we know it better as the Gravy Train Statute. This VA farce of a law states the Secretary of the VA, at his discretion, three important words, at his discretion, may give rent-free office space in VA buildings to the National Veterans Service Organizations.
Which are the American Legion, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and on and on and on.
That's right. Yes. And it says no more and it says no less. Now, a very liberal interpretation of this law, noting those three important words, at his discretion, also gives them free heating, electricity, and air conditioning, free furniture and computer equipment, free postage, free telephone, free stationery, sometimes even a staff to run the office, and, a tax-exempt status, although the assets of some of these congressionally chartered service organizations could put some of our nation's larger, more successful corporations to shame.
Great.
Now, millions upon millions of dollars worth of freebies are given to these service organizations annually as payback or loot to keep the veterans strictly in line by a grateful VA for their representation given the veteran seeking benefit claims under Title 38, and the VA's hidden quota of 4%, and that's a fact, 4% on service-connected claims, that 4% is never to be exceeded, and it never has. The VA has released all kinds of false figures stating 11 to 12% of all service-connected claims are paid, and a very high-up VA executive once revealed the way they padded their figures. If a veteran is asking for three, four, or five different things on his claim, and the VA grants one of them, they count it as a full adjudication of the claim. He told me this is what they call VA creative mathematics, an extremely well-conceived, insidious, and reprehensible plan. And all this could never have been accomplished without the complete cooperation of the third side of the Iron Triangle, the House Veterans Affairs Committee, to the complete shame of our nation. Now, any of you folks listening out there, and Jack, I don't know if you get to Washington often.
I don't. No.
Okay. I
grew up there, but I try to stay out of there as much as possible.
Well, it's the District of Corruption.
Yeah. That's right.
If anyone listening would ever get over to the Library of Congress and take out the VA's VACALS records, if you got a pen, I'll give it to you. V-A-C-O-L-S. O-L-S.
Give it again.
V-A-C-O-L-S.
Okay.
VACALS records.
Records.
And this is very important. The VACALS records, it stands for Veterans Appeals Control and Locator System. It's very quickly going to reveal the VA's use of their smoke and mirror tactics. Now, what they do is if a veteran's asking for three, four, five things, and they give him one, they count it as a total adjudication of the claim, and this is the way they pad up 4% to look like 11, 12, 13%. And when I approached a high-up executive over at the VA, he says, that's what we call VA creative mathematics. And
just wonderful.
It's really deplorable.
What do you think, Arthur, about us going into all these wars and our brothers and sisters coming home sick? My wife is one of those that's sick with the Gulf War, now has cancer.
Well,
what do you think about all these wars when we're scamming the veterans, we're scamming the young people that go in, and we're getting them into depleted uranium and everything, and they're coming home and. What do you think about this system? This is the most sick, evil system I can think of.
We're in there in a war for profit. We're in there in a war for profit. We're in there for Mr. Bush's oil companies.
Yeah.
We're in there for Mr. Cheney's Halliburton. You know, they just got the contract. They just got it approved that they're going to rebuild Guantanamo Prison. They're giving them an air-conditioned prison for $30 million. KBR, which is a division of Halliburton, has gotten the contract.
Yeah.
Now,
Yes, we're losing all these brothers and sisters are coming home sick. We lost over 15,000 in the first Gulf War. And so many are disabled today because of the unauthorized drugs they were given and the depleted uranium, and now we're doing it again. And we don't have any intention. The government, the White House, the Congress has no intention of taking
care of these depleted uranium,
Jack. Soldiers. Is that
you know
right?
What the whole story is here with this depleted uranium? We have hundreds of millions of tons in the soil there. We've turned this country...
Uh-huh.
And Afghanistan and Bosnia, we've turned them into wastelands, toxic wastelands.
Serbia too.
And the longer we stay there, the more of a chance there is of coming home with radiation poisoning, and that's our biggest problem today.
Yeah, and what do you think about doing that to a nation of people that wanted to get out of the way while we were bombing who we call the bad guys? Now they got to go back and live in that earth. That toxic earth, and it's killing them. It's causing them not to have babies. If they have babies, they have two heads or five arms or something.
Two-thirds of the birth rate are birth defects today.
Yeah.
That's either being born there or people who served over there and come back to the States. It's the same two-thirds figure. Two-thirds are birth defects.
It's great.
It's really deplorable. Our government is well aware of this.
We got to get this out, Arthur. We got to get it out, brother. We got to get your message out there because it's not a broken system. It's working perfectly the way these evil people want it to work.
Exactly. And Mr. Principe, the last secretary of the VA, he was aware of this back in the year 2000, that half of the people who served in Gulf War I are already on 100% disability. And he was aware of this. Him and our president and the Pentagon have kept this a secret now for over 4 years. And then they published the findings, Dr. Warren Murray. In Europe, Dr. Corinne Buff published his findings. They published these findings of what's going on, and everything hit the fan, and Mr. Principe was forced to resign. Now, he would have stayed there forever and ever if it wasn't for this.
He's running for cover, isn't he?
Oh, well, he's got another predator's job.
Oh, he does?
He's the head guy working on closing military bases.
Oh, okay. He'll work out real fine.
He went from one predator's job to another.
Yeah, he'll work out real fine there. He has no conscience at all.
Well, they're already trying to close the New York, the Manhattan Veterans Hospital, which is one of the busiest in the country.
Yeah.
They're trying to close that because they discovered it's a real estate bonanza there. It's worth over $500 million.
Yeah.
So they're trying to close it for the property.
Yeah, the veterans, you believe... there was a statement that is attributed to this Henry Kissinger years ago, nasty, nasty statement about our veterans being a...
Oh, yeah, we're stupid, dumb animals.
Stupid, dumb animals.
And
I guess that's the way these administrations look at them, isn't it, Arthur?
I'm afraid so. I'm afraid so, and, you know, we're our own worst enemies in forming all these service organizations and not working together. We're our own worst enemies here.
Yeah.
And this should have come down years and years ago. But these people who are our service organizations who are supposed to be representing veterans, they're representing their own financial interests with the VA. And as the General Smedley Butler might have said it years ago, I guess you're familiar with General Smedley Butler.
I sure am. Our listeners are, too.
Well, here's a man, you know, there's... The two Americans I respect most in history, one is General Smedley Butler, the other is President Andrew Jackson, who I feel
That's
was our
right.
only good president, because
yes,
he
brother.
Got rid of that crooked bank.
That's right. He threw the bankers out.
Yep, he threw the bankers out. And Smedley Butler believed, and I believe, and every American who's worth anything today believes, we should not go to war in a foreign country for fun and profit. And that's what we're doing. We're over there for fun and profit.
Yeah.
We're not there because we're threatened by these countries.
Nothing to benefit American people at all.
Iraq didn't threaten us.
No. And neither did Syria or Iran that we're going into next any day.
Now, I heard something. I don't know if it's true. There's a friend of mine who's here from Jordan. That's another Arab country.
Right.
And he tells me there is no al-Qaeda. This has been manufactured by our government. There is really no al-Qaeda.
Yeah, we call it al-Qaeda. It's a CIA operation. Yeah.
I wouldn't, at this point, I wouldn't doubt if it was. I really wouldn't doubt if it was,
yeah,
but
yeah,
anyway.
There's a lot of indication from our police and soldiers. Some of our soldiers are at a pretty high level, and they work in the area of mind-bending organizations in the military. What do you call that? Name slips my mind right now. Psychological warfare.
Yep, okay, yeah. That's it.
And they have told us that this is all psychological warfare, that al-Qaeda and this bosom buddy and family friend, Osama bin Laden of the Bush family.
I say Osama, your mama.
Are the ones,
God.
Yeah. Are the ones that they hold up as the boogeyman today to enforce their tyrannical edicts on the American people and others.
By the way, the bin Laden family and the Bush family are so close, they're like kin.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that
and they've been in the oil business together. Oh,
for a long time.
Now, it's not by chance, but it's by design that for more than seven decades, decent veterans legislation passing through the House Veterans Affairs Committee gets boondoggled in committee and never gets out to the floor of Congress for a vote. And it's no accident that this committee has been kept under strict VA control, first by Roberts of Virginia, the mentor of Sonny Montgomery, next by G.V. Sonny Montgomery of Mississippi, and then by Bob Stump of Arizona.
Yeah.
Now, United States Justice for Veterans has been held hostage for more than 60 years by these influential friends of the VA, completing the third side of the infamous Iron Triangle. Now, this side of the Iron Triangle is not run by partisan politics. It's not just the congressman and the committee, but it's the lawyers and other workers who are there year in and year out, and it doesn't matter whether they're conservative or liberal. The extent of their connection with the VA and the service organizations, and the service organizations hold most of these congressmen in fear. The fear of being bad-mouthed by the service organizations and losing an election if they don't show deference to them and go along with what they want.
Right.
A politician's worst nightmare is losing an election.
That's right.
Now, should a veteran write to any government agency or anyone in Congress to inform them of the ongoing thievery, they will be answered and snowed with form letters using the words allege and allegations, several times or more likely not even answered at all. Now, at the creation of the VA's funny court, that's the court we talked about before, I call it the funny court, the current chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee stated, well, he's not the current chairman anymore. It's that was Senator Arlen Specter, who I call Arnold Spinkter. Anyway, he stated on four pages of the senatorial congressional record that if the VA's court does not effect real judicial review within a year or two, the Senate will revisit the question to allow real Article III federal courts to adjudicate veterans' benefits claims. Now, being that almost from the beginning, it was proven that the VA's funny court wasn't working, I wrote to the senator on four separate occasions. The first three times, he didn't answer me. The fourth letter received, I received a reply of thank you for your comments on the economy. Now, another veteran in the state of Pennsylvania received an answer to his letter in reference to the VA, and the letter said this: knowing of your interest in the humane and ethical treatment of animals, I wanted to take this opportunity to reassure you that this issue remains very important to me. How we treat these creatures at our mercy reflects what kind of people we are. For that reason, I have been a strong supporter of laws that protect all animals from cruel treatments. Have you folks heard enough?
Yeah.
That's the U.S. Department of Justice, who we refer to as Just Us, was sent some information on the criminal transgressions of the VA, including five newspaper articles about two VA attorneys at the Board of Veterans Appeals who were sent to prison for 15 months each to pay for the crime of altering and destroying disabled veterans' claim files in order to deny the claims so as they can collect larger bonuses. Now, that's a common practice at the VA.
Yeah, bonuses for denied claims, right?
That's right. And there's a multitude of employee incentive programs based on the denial of veterans' claims. Now, the letter we received from the Justice Department used the word allegation several times and answered. Now, listen to this. The Justice Department said, "Show me that a federal crime has been committed. My God, these two people are already serving time in federal prison, and Ray Charles and little Stevie Wonder can see what's going on, and they're blind."
That's right.
"But just us can't see because they don't want to see. They're in cahoots with them.
They're there to cover up for the big boys."
Yeah.
Huh.
And the Iron Triangle consists of the criminal bonding between the VA, the National Veterans Service Organizations, and the members of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. And this must be broken up. And if we have any intention of surviving as an ethical nation, the world is growing smaller by the day, and people are communicating as they never have before, thanks to the Internet. And the sub-rows of politics and criminal actions of the VA simply will no longer be tolerated by Americans of conscience. And the mothers and fathers of our youngsters of enlistment age and the role models that they look up to are advising them not to serve in the military until something is done about the VA's predatory practice and the Iron Triangle is completely dismantled. And this means a total house cleaning, and America could do no less for itself and its veterans. And I am Arthur N. Bernclough. I'm Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law, and I invite your comments, your telephone calls, your mail. All calls will be answered. All mail will be answered. And we're located, Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. We're located at 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York. 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. And our telephone number is 631-474-4261.
Give that one more time.
It's 631-474-4261.
Okay.
And I had a couple of other things prepared for tonight, but our time is running short.
Yeah,
here.
We're just about out, Arthur. Listen, brother, I'm so sorry. I blew that. I just
well, that's
up.
Okay,
so
but can I reach you tomorrow night anywhere?
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Let's see. Possibly here at the office. It's Saturday. Let's see. I'll possibly be in the office some. You'd have to call, and when you get the answering machine, just speak into it, and I might be in here. If I hear your voice, I'll pick up.
Is that okay. Is that the 800 number or the 208?
No, it's a 208. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I can, because if
okay.
I can shift some programs around, I know I'm scheduled Monday at 7 o'clock here for a program.
Okay.
If
well,
I can shift something around.
You can call me Monday too. You can call me Monday. I should be in the office most of the day.
Okay. Now the Tuesday program I've got about that time. I had to cancel myself, and this is a makeup program
okay.
that I'm doing Tuesday. So,
all right.
You don't have a later show, do you?
No. I just have the one in the morning and the one at 4 to 5 Pacific time that we're on right now.
Because I usually do a midnight program with Bill Brumbaugh.
Oh yeah, yeah. Bill's got a good program. I'm
he's got a great program,
there.
But he's going
to
be moving
to. We got to get you on every place there, Arthur. We've got to get this message out to the people because we've got to stop these wars for, our General Smedley Butler said, wars
no.
rackets just to make money and. Because we're killing our soldiers, damaging our soldiers, and we're not even taking care of them.
Did you read the plot to seize the White House, Jack?
No, I didn't. I hear the music, brother. We're
okay.
totally out of time.
I'll try to reach you tomorrow evening.
Yeah, let's see if we can get you on Monday, brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
If not, the next time I can get on is Wednesday.
Okay. Lord bless you. Thanks, folks. Listen, folks, we didn't get the callers tonight. Sorry about that. I messed up, but... be back with you on Monday. Listen, have a great weekend. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.